Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, the media tries to save Dr. Fauci after Dr. Fauci becomes unhinged in front of Congress, a man that clearly cares more about being in charge than he does about protecting Americans at this point. There was a moment that will be talked about for quite some time. The words, what a moron. A hot mic catches Dr. Fauci name-calling Senator Marshall after a heated Senate hearing. Yes, it was a moment where Dr. Fauci decided it was a good idea to name-call a United States senator. Now, this is a guy in Fauci that we all knew was arrogant, and we all knew that this is what he thought of people that disagreed with him or questioned him, because he is a tyrant elected by no one and paid more than $400,000 a year by you and I. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, Fauci, this is a guy that I would argue in polling would be more polarizing than Donald Trump ever was. And Fauci's not supposed to be polarizing. He's supposed to be a guy that the public trusts with public health. This is a guy that refuses to admit that he ever got anything wrong. This is a guy that wants you to shut down your life and to be silenced if you disagree with him. And now we know exactly what Dr. Fauci thinks of people, including United States senators, who question him. This hot mic moment caught Dr. Anthony Fauci calling Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, a moron after a heated Senate hearing health committee hearing in which Marshall pressed Fauci about his financial disclosures.
Fauci, according to Forbes, you have an annual salary in 2020 was $434,000. You oversee over $5 billion in federal research grants. As the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, yes or no, would you be willing to submit to Congress and the public a financial disclosure that includes your past and current investments? After all, your colleague, Dr. Walensky, and every member of Congress submits a financial disclosure that includes their investments.
You can barely hear him because he forgot to turn his mic on. This is the guy that's supposed to save us. I'm not messing with you. He literally forgot to turn his mic on to respond. And Dr. Fauci says, well, I've been doing that for 30-plus years. Takes his mask off to answer a question, but leaves his mask on when no one's seated around him when waiting to answer a question. This is all theater. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand why you're asking me that question. My financial disclosure is public knowledge and has been so for the last 37 years or so, 35 years that I've been director.
The big tech giants are doing an incredible job of keeping it from being public. We'll continue to look for it. Where would we find?
Now, you notice what he's saying. Where would we find this, right? Where would we find this? And Fauci, again, mocks him like he's an idiot. Now, Fauci has been in charge, you just heard, for 34 years. You'd think we'd be able to find someone younger, a little bit newer, maybe even not as polarizing to take his job. You would hope. No. He's the liberals' guy. Why? Because this is a guy that believes that the government should have the ultimate power over you. And we're paying him $434,312 a year to be elected by no one and to be in office, as I would refer to it now, for 34 years.
Can you to look for it? Where would we find it?
All you have to do is ask for it. You're so misinformed. It's extraordinary.
Well, why am I misinformed? This is a huge issue. Wouldn't you agree with me that you have you see things before members of Congress would see them, so that there's an air of appearance that maybe some shenanigans are going on? You know, I don't think that's. I assume that that's
Senator,
not the case.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Not the case.
My financial disclosures are public knowledge. And have been so. You are getting amazingly wrong information.
So I cannot find them. Our office cannot find them. Where would they be if they're public knowledge? Where?
It is totally accessible to you if you want it.
For the public. Is it accessible to the public?
To the public.
Great. We look forward to reviewing it.
You are totally incorrect.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron.
There it is. What a moron. Listen again. Senator Murphy, Democrat, trying to take up for him and move on. And he says,
I'd give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron.
What a moron. What a moron. Dr. Fauci muttering what a moron after a fiery exchange with Republican Senator Marshall during a Senate hearing. So what does the media do when this happens, right? They got to protect him. They got to protect him at all costs. You call a U.S. senator a moron, and then what do you do if you're Fauci? You immediately run to your best friends over at CNN. And Dr. Fauci, headline, hits back at Senator Paul about dangerous consequences of ongoing misinformation in the pandemic. Even though he's not accusing Senator Paul of putting out any direct misinformation. Because Dr. Paul is starting to really score significant shots against Fauci. Why is he scoring shots? Because Fauci can't answer the basic questions. And he's lost the trust of the American people. So if you're Fauci and this is your day, you run to CNN and CNN says, we'll help rehabilitate you. We'll help you mock the Republicans. We'll help you laugh in their faces. That's what we do.
By saying things about me that are completely untrue.
There, you know, in courtrooms, lawyers aren't supposed to ask a question of a defendant that they don't already know the answer to.
By the way, we're not in a courtroom, Anderson Cooper, but, you know, again, please keep carrying water for Fauci. Please try to act like when Congress asks basic questions of Fauci, that somehow this is a, quote, courtroom setting, even though it's not. You ask questions that you don't know the answers to in Congress 99% of the time. This isn't an impeachment. This was questioning of Fauci on different issues that we don't know the answers to. But yes, let's act like it's a courtroom and imply that everyone asking Fauci a question, the expert, right, the guy who's supposed to save us, who's not been saving us, let's act like they're stupid because they're asking you questions they don't know the answer to. What is the point, I would say, to Anderson Cooper of even having Fauci before Congress if you already know the answers to the question, implying that this is somehow a courtroom, which it is not. This is a false pretense. That's what Fauci has been given by CNN. This is what you refer to as communist propaganda from the government. He's a government official. You have CNN who says we will happily push the government propaganda. We will imply that Republicans are dumb because they asked you questions that they didn't know the answers to.
That's a lesson that one senator clearly has not learned. Senator Roger Marshall said something to you today, and I just want to play this for viewers because, it was one of those things I found kind of stunning.
As the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, yes or no, would you be willing to submit to Congress and the public a financial disclosure that includes your past and current investments?
I don't understand why you're asking me that question. My financial disclosure is public knowledge and has been so for the last 37 years or so, 35 years that I've been director.
The big tech, where would we find it?
All you have to do is ask for it. You're so misinformed. It's extraordinary.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron.
And then he takes the Lord's name in vain. What a moron. And then he says Jesus, and then the next word. Now, this is a guy who's supposed to not be polarizing. This is a guy that's supposed to be trying to reach out to the American people and get you vaccinated. This is a guy that you're supposed to believe has the best interest of all Americans in his mind at all times. This is a guy that's supposed to be non-political. Oops. What a moron. Then he says Jesus, then the other word. And this is the guy who you're supposed to trust because he got asked a question he didn't like. And by the way, if you notice, the senator did not accuse him of investing in vaccine companies. He didn't accuse him of investing purposely in Johnson & Johnson or Moderna or Pfizer or anybody else, AstraZeneca. He didn't accuse him of any of that. He asked him a question about his financial disclosures. And then you saw the arrogance of Fauci coming unhinged. So what is CNN's response to this? Now, if this would have been a Republican to a Democrat, if this would have been a Democrat to Republican, you know my point, the opposite of this. If it would have been a Republican leader being testifying and saying, oh, my gosh, what a moron. Oh, it would have been wall-to-wall coverage. Republican becomes unhinged. Conservative becomes unhinged. What a moron calls the, you know, somebody that a moron, one of the most trusted people, yada, yada, yada. That's how they would have covered it. No. CNN knows they've got a problem. So what you do is you laugh at it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, if he thinks this senator is a moron, imagine what he thinks of people that ask questions about his vaccination requirements. Can you imagine what he's saying to them? Because this is what he said on a hot mic in Congress. Now, when you got to rehabilitate yourself, all you got to do is show up on CNN. And they'll help you laugh about it.
Senator Moran.
What a moron.
Let me just tell you, just as a television, as someone who exists on television, I can tell you someone wrote that question for him. And the way I know this is because he's looking down at his piece of paper, just reading this question that has clearly been written for him. Someone has made, unfortunately, a large, giant check. And he thought this was going to be this big kind of, you know, extraordinary reveal. That's what whoever prepared that question for him had.
By the way, that's not how this worked. But you know, apparently Anderson Cooper can make it up as he goes. So let me explain what probably happened. The senator wanted to know what's going on. The senator wanted to remind the American people that this dude who has lost the trust of the American people, I think most people don't trust Fauci at this point. I think this guy's in over his head, and the American people are saying when Fauci talks, whatever, unless you're a psycho that is obsessed with Fauci, like CNN. When he says, well, this guy is looking down, he's reading a question that someone else wrote for him, you have no idea if that's true if you were Anderson Cooper. You're pontificating on something on which you don't know anything about. He could have written the damn question and decided to read that question because he wanted to make sure he had it exactly right when he asked him an important question. Senators write their own questions all the time. Senators usually meet with their staff, Anderson, and they say, this is what I'm going to ask. Here are the props I want. I want a Fauci check behind me. I want to remind the American people that this dude is the highest paid government official, making $434,000 a year. I want to ask him about his financial disclosures. I want to ask him about what he's invested in. He didn't accuse Fauci of anything. Notice the pushback from Fauci. He didn't accuse him of anything. Now, you could have easily answered his questions. Said, Senator, I'll be more than happy to provide your office with the financial disclosures which I have provided for 34 years to our government, but I'll happily send over a copy. Why the anger? Why the animosity? Because Dr. Fauci thinks that no one should question his authority or his investments or anything else that he's doing right now. He believes that he is above reproach. And CNN, realizing how big of a screw-up this was, says, we'll fix it. Come on over. We'll put you on with Anderson Cooper. We'll play the clip because we got to play the clip, but then we'll laugh about it. And then we'll accuse the senator of not knowing what he's talking about and not even writing his questions when we have nothing to base that on because we make up the facts as we go.
Told him, and then when you answered it, he didn't know what to do because that there was no follow-up for him, and he was unaware that that's public information, and then he just, it just went downhill from there. That wasn't even about science. I mean, how difficult is it to address the actual pandemic when it's these kind of questions being asked at a hearing, obviously with great setup, and this is what his staff has been preparing him to ask.
By the way, when you're at a hearing before Congress, it is not inappropriate at this point in this pandemic, when billions of dollars have been made, trillions of dollars have been spent, it is not inappropriate to ask a question about money. And anyone that tells you that that's an inappropriate question to ask and to imply that it's somehow 2 years in is still inappropriate. Now, you could make an argument 3 days in or the first time Fauci or even the second time he's testifying before Congress that this is probably not the question asked. We're 2 years plus into this, folks. We're 2 years plus into this, and we know that Fauci has lied to us a lot. We know that he lies to us all the time. We know that Fauci has lied about gain-of-function research. We know he's lied about Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know he has lied about grants. We know all of this. So why can we not ask him a question about his financial disclosures just to make sure, and the reason why this question is being asked is because there's a hell of a lot of people in Congress, including Nancy Pelosi, that look like they got rich during the pandemic with their financial disclosures that were just released. You know, you listen to Rand Paul, and he really hammered Fauci as the architect of a failed response. And Fauci had a hissy fit over it. And the reason why is because he realizes he's losing control and that people don't trust him. Now, you can go on CNN where the ratings are down, what, 70-80% year over year, and you can get them to carry the water and rewrite the narrative for you, which is exactly what you just heard from Anderson Cooper. But it doesn't change the facts of what happened. It doesn't change what's going on. It doesn't change the reality that the American people right now don't trust at all the guy who makes more money than everybody else. In the entire government, people don't trust him. Senator Paul went on TV last night because one of the things that was also brought up at this hearing or brought up after the hearing on CNN so that you'll feel sorry for Fauci is the mind trick that that Fauci's life has been attacked because of Senator Paul. And it's Senator Paul's fault that he has had violent attacks. People have threatened violence against him. By the way, Senator Paul's been attacked multiple times and actually gone to the hospital. So maybe we should dial back the crazy for a moment. I don't think that Senator Paul's questioning has had anything to do, right, with violence towards Fauci. I don't believe that for a moment. I don't believe it for a second. Now, what I do believe is that when you are down in the corner, you start talking about things that have nothing to do with your job to try to distract, and you try to act like, you try to imply that it's the fault of the other side that you are being discredited, when in fact it is your policies that have discredited yourself. That is the problem.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take a listen to this back and forth with Senator Rand Paul responding to the absurd claim that he's trying to get Fauci killed or beaten up or hurt. He was on Fox News talking about this with Laura Ingraham. Take a listen.
What is stunning here, Senator, is that apparently Dr. Fauci believes he is beyond reproach. That he cannot be questioned. If you do question him, you might as well be one of the rioters on January 6th, or worse, a moron, like you referred to Senator Marshall.
Well, you know,
what about that fact? Just that, no accountability, Fauci.
He went one step further today. Before, he was saying he was science and you were attacking science, but now he said if you attack him, you're encouraging violence against him. Well, he said it to the wrong person. Look, I was at the ball field when Steve Scalise was almost shot. I had a staff member 10 feet from me who was shot. I know what it's like to be shot at. I've had anthrax powder, what looked like anthrax powder, delivered to my house. My wife and I have been assaulted and mobbed in the streets of D.C. I had a hater of President Trump break 6 of my ribs. I've had part of my lung removed. I know what political violence is about. I don't wish any violence on Fauci. I do wish he'd be fired, though, because I think trusting the Chinese is wrong. I think funding that lab in China is wrong. I think ignoring natural immunity is wrong. But I don't wish him any harm. But one thing's for sure, none of us at the ball field, not one Republican, blamed Bernie Sanders for that shooting. So he's blaming me for a death threat. But when we were shot at by a Bernie Sanders supporter, not one Republican stood up and said, oh, this is Bernie Sanders' fault. We were not juvenile enough to do that. But he came to the hearing today and accused me of somehow inciting some loony turned person. Does he not realize I have people arrested once every month or two who threatened to attack me? Plus, I have been attacked, and he's going to come and blame his attacks on me. It wasn't fair. It was a cheap shot. But it was a cheap shot by a politician, not a scientist.
And Senator, at this point, should there be any federal or state mandate for vaccines or boosters or masks or any of it, given now what we know about Omicron, its transmissibility, and who it can infect?
What we found is that the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission. So there's no real rule for, or any kind of argument for a mandate. I haven't been for any kind of vaccine mandate. The good news is, while it is very transmissible, it's about 75 to 80% less deadly, and that's a good thing. I think we're in the process of getting through this. Even the Biden administration is sort of, you know, how do we spin this to get out of this? This thing's not going away. So they're reminding us that 75% of the deaths have 4 comorbidities. Now, when Republicans said that over the last 2 years, they were like, no, Trump deserves all the blame.
Comorbidities on top of comorbidities. Senator Paul, great to see you tonight. Thank you.
You listen to Paul and what he's saying here. I don't know what political violence, I know what political violence is about. I don't wish any violence on Fauci. I do wish he'd be fired, though, because I think trusting the Chinese is wrong. I think funding that lab in China is wrong. I think ignoring natural immunity is wrong, but I don't wish him any harm. But there's one thing for sure. None of us at that ball field, not one Republican, blamed Bernie Sanders for the shooting because that person was a Bernie Sanders supporter. He says it's a cheap shot to imply this. It's a cheap shot by a politician, he said, not a scientist. And if there's anything that I think is very clear now about Fauci, it is that he is a politician. That's why he's become unhinged. Dr. Roger Marshall, an MD, who asked him the question about his money, he tweeted this out saying, calling me a moron during a Senate hearing may have alleviated the stress of the least trusted bureaucrat in America, but it didn't take away from the facts. We need the truth, Dr. Fauci. That's all he was asking for. And why are you so angry? You know, there's a trend, and I'll give you another example of this. Education Secretary Cardona solicited the National School Board Association letter to the Biden administration that compared parents of students to domestic terrorists, according to emails obtained by Parents Defending Education. You notice what's happening now. You question anyone about anything that they don't want to answer, and immediately what they do is they say that you are somehow trying to kill them or you're a terrorist. It's what Fauci's doing, right? Fauci's like, oh, well, that Senator Paul, he's trying to get me killed. He's the death threats are coming because of his questioning. Look at the education secretary. Requested a letter from the School Board Association comparing parents to terrorists. The Department of Education denied that Secretary Cardona directly requested a letter from the National School Board Association in a statement to the Washington Free Beacon on Tuesday. Quote, while the secretary did not solicit a letter from the NSBA to understand the views and concerns of stakeholders, the department routinely engages with students, teachers, parents, district leaders, and education associates, a department spokesman said in a statement. Why does this matter? The education secretary solicited the National School Boards Association letter to the Biden administration that compared parents of students to domestic terrorists who just showed up at their school board meetings. That, according to emails, have been obtained by the Parents Defending Education group. The NSBA secretary treasurer wrote in an email on October the 5th that the NSBA interim CEO told the officers he was writing a letter to provide information to the White House from a request by Secretary Cardona. Should this allegation be true, it would reveal that this administration's pretextual war on parents came from the highest level. That is what the president defending education said yesterday. Quote, if Secretary Cardona was truly involved in this ugly episode, it is a significant breach of public trust, and he should be held accountable. That September the 29th letter from the NSBA to the White House, signed by Slavin and NSBA President Garcia, called on the Biden administration to, quote, investigate whether alleged threats by parents against school board members violated the Patriot Act. As you now know, the Attorney General then, Merrick Garland, subsequently directed the FBI to, quote, investigate the alleged threats, most of which did not involve threats of physical violence. Doesn't matter. We don't like you parents getting involved, so we'll call you terrorist. We don't like you showing up for school board meetings to talk during the public comment section, so we're going to call you terrorist. Most of the incidents cited in the letter involved parents harshly criticizing school board members over the introduction of diverse racial training as well as COVID-related closures. During his tenure as Connecticut's education secretary, Cardona advocated for more, quote, woke, quote unquote, race training sessions for teachers. White House officials coordinated, we now know, with the NSBA prior to publication of the letter. That, according to emails obtained by Parents Defending Education through the Freedom of Information Act request. Slavin wrote in one of those emails that, quote, in talks over several weeks with White House staff, they requested additional information on some of the specific threats. So the letter also details many of the incidents that have been occurring. However, emails also show the NSBA did not consult its board of directors before sending the letter. The NSBA apologized for the letter in mid-October because they were actually calling parents terrorists and equating them to the same as what you would have with Al-Qaeda or ISIS. You see a trend here? You get backed into a corner, you get busted, and you start going for theater, and you start telling people the other side's trying to kill you. Because that's exactly what they just did. Fauci's now doing it. Oh, if you question me, you're trying to get me killed. Parents that show up for groups, oh, you're trying to get us killed. You can't disagree with school boards. No, no, if you do that, if you show up and disagree with us, you ask us a tough question, we'll call you a moron. We'll name call you and call you terrorists. That's the liberal playbook. And they're running out of other options.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But if you don't think that Fauci is political at this point, you're not paying attention. I got to bring up one other issue real quick with Fauci, and that is the fact that Fauci right now is having to change his tune on COVID. And he understands he's losing the American people. That's why he's angry. That's why he's unhinged. That's why he's name calling. That's why he's attacking anyone that can basically get the attention off of him. And that's because people are just sick of this thing. And scientists are sick of Fauci. And they're sick and tired of telling everybody that if you get vaccinated, it's going to fix the problem. If you get vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. We've been talking about this. And so Fauci has for the first time admitted what other scientists have been saying for weeks now. Omicron will find everyone, whether you are vaccinated or not, more than likely, because it's so contagious. Now, of course, Fauci doesn't say everyone as in those that are vaccinated, because he's still obsessed with being right about, you know, you have to get vaccinated, which is, again, where you lose trust of the people. He said it a different way. Those who are still unvaccinated are going to get the brunt of the severe aspect of this. He's still coming after you.
I think in many respects, Omicron, with its extraordinary, unprecedented degree of efficiency of transmissibility, will ultimately find just about everybody. Unfortunately, those who are still unvaccinated are going to get the brunt of the severe aspect of this.
Imagine if Fauci would have said this. Excuse me. Months ago, maybe even over a year ago. Imagine if Fauci would have said, hey, we're probably all going to get this thing at some point, so understand that. The question is severity. What if he would have sold the American people on that aspect of this? Instead of just being a guy who's obsessed with being a dictator and a tyrant to the American people. Tucker Carlson called Dr. Fauci a, quote, filthy little demagogue. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Because emails now show that Fauci was warned that COVID actually came from the lab. Did you know that? Yeah, that hasn't been reported. You want to know why? Because they don't want you to know that. Fauci has good friends in China. Fauci has good friends at Wuhan. Fauci knew that if he admitted that this came from Wuhan, that it would directly connect him to the incompetency of funding gain-of-function research. That's why he lied to Congress about it.
Loathsome and complicit, even than his toughest critics ever alleged. Today, two Republican congressmen, James Comer and Jim Jordan, released emails that show Fauci was warned by scientists at the very beginning of the corona pandemic that this virus very likely leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's the same lab where a Fauci agency was funding gain-of-function research. According to a letter from House Oversight Committee Republicans today, quote, on February 1st, 2020, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins, and at least 11 other scientists convened a conference call to discuss COVID-19. It was on this conference call that Drs. Fauci and Collins were first warned that COVID-19 may have leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and further, that it may have been intentionally genetically manipulated. So that's news. By the way, that was a year before that became the common view of the origin of COVID. And during that year, anyone who raised the question was denounced as a racist, anti-Asian, or something. But it turned out to be very likely true. So today, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky asked Fauci about all of this. Watch how Fauci responds.
For most of the scientists that came to you privately, did they come to you privately and say, no way, this came from the lab? Or was their initial impression, Dr. Gary and others that were involved, was their initial impression actually that it looked very suspicious for a virus that came from a lab?
Senator, we are here at a committee to look at a virus now that has killed almost 900,000 people. And the purpose of the committee was to try and get things out, how we can help to get the American public. And you keep coming back to personal attacks on me that have absolutely no relevance to reality.
Ah, oh, he's such a filthy little demagogue. Filthy little demagogue. Doesn't answer the question, makes it all about him, solipsist that he is. And then he whips around and accuses Rand Paul of endangering his life. Fauci held up a page from Rand Paul's website that read, "Fire Tony Fauci." Now, Fauci is the highest paid federal employee and one of the longest serving. He works for us. So we have a right not to want him to work for us anymore. That's called democracy. But according to Fauci, that's illegitimate. He blamed Rand Paul's webpage for alleged threats of violence against him. In other words, if you criticize me, you're trying to get me killed. This is how they are, liberals. Passive aggression, feline, not canine. Meanwhile, Fauci refused to take any responsibility for the lockdowns that he supported that wrecked the country in a lot of ways. Watch.
Do you think the lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success, what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of, in a monolithic way, telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask, get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and done
be done by mandate.
Done by mandate. That is the point. You better do it. And if you don't, we'll mandate it. And if we don't, we'll attack you. And if you don't, we'll ruin your life. We'll take away your business and we'll stop educating your children. That is the Democrats' way. That is the Fauci way, period. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.